Wins to Burnie in both games. We'll talk about the second grade grand final first of all. Burnie Hurricanes 179, Ulverston 124, Dale Baker 48 runs for Burnie Hurricanes. James Smith was Ulverston's top scorer with 39. Kyle Hingston, 5 wickets for Ulverston, Ryan George 4, and for Burnie it was Dylan Costello with 5 and Kai Sherman with 4. 179, you'd think that was probably a target you could chase down, but Ulverston just weren't up to the task.
When the scores were coming through there, I thought, yeah, that's on a West Park wicket that's usually pretty good for batting. I would have thought that would have been under par for Burnie. And, Ulverston certainly had a lot of experience in their batting lineup, would have got that done. But good job by the Burnie boys, especially their captain, Dylan Costello, who's led from the front there with a 5-wicket haul. And that's a very good effort by the Hurricanes.
I think they've got a good mix in their second grade side of experienced players and young ones coming through as well. And it's a great learning opportunity for those young ones, isn't it?
Yeah, both teams had that, but I think had a really good mix. I think there's some exciting players there that coastal cricket fans can keep an eye on in the next few years. They'll push up into the first grade teams.
And the first grade grand final, we spoke about it on Friday last week. Burnie Hurricanes went into bat first. I think at the end of the first day they were 7 for 224 or something like that anyway.
234.
But they resumed on Saturday morning. Bit of rain about. This game was played at La Trobe. They ended up with 256. Nick Revel 62. Brodie Hayes 51. And Ulverston all out for 176. Will Dow was their top scorer with 52. But Thomas Pope took 6 wickets for Burnie. A great young bloke with a bright future.
Oh, extraordinary effort, Martin. He'd been playing second grade all year, only come into the team, I think, with 2 rounds left. I think it might have been Jake Dixon, I think, who's a pretty good all-rounder for the Hurricanes, been playing great in Northern Raiders as well this year, got an ankle injury, so Tommy's come in and more than justified his spot in the team with a man-of-the-match performance in the grand final and to win Burnie the game. And an extraordinary tale, and speaking to him after the game, I think he was in disbelief. He couldn't believe what had happened. I reckon he's probably still pinching himself a week later.
He won't struggle for a spot in the first grade side next year, I'm tipping.
I would have thought Sean Redman, Sean's coach again next year, I would have thought Sean will have him down as one of the first picked.
Yeah, Sean took 3 wickets himself, by the way. Matt Talbot, a great performance, as always, with 5 wickets for Ulverston. Damien de Vries took 3. But I think Thomas is only 20 or 21 or something, so he's got a bright future, hasn't he?
Only 19.
19, right, yeah.
He's had a little taste of first grade the last couple of years, but sort of just been squeezed out when they've got their full team available, Burnie. But as I said, he'll be one of the first picks next year. And, going into the match, I thought one of Burnie's, an area for Burnie that might be able to be exploited by Ulverston is that if you get through Sean Redman and Josh Lamprey, their opening 2 bowlers, what their next couple of bowlers were going to be like and whether they could make a valuable contribution. And with Tommy's 6 wickets, they certainly did that.
Now, I guess, Brad, if you were the player that lost your spot to Thomas Pope in a couple of weeks leading up to the finals, you might have thought you were hard done by, but like you said, he answered his critics and I think a well-deserved spot in the first-grade team and proved his worth.
Yeah, no, I took advantage of an injury in the team, and, yeah, often you see those blokes come in and I think Jake ended up missing the rest of the year. So, right place, right time, and more than paid his way in the team.
Absolutely. Now, you've been involved in cricket for a long time. To win a grand final is special in anyone's books, but to win the first grade and the second grade, pretty important for Burnie, isn't it? It's a big deal for them, and I'm sure they're still probably even still celebrating.
I imagine, the celebrations on Sunday night at the point would have been reasonably large, probably flowed into Monday, and whenever their annual dinner is, I'm tipping that'll be a pretty good event as well. But yeah, to do a double is a great effort from a club. It doesn't happen too often. But certainly they'll 2 grand finals which easily could have gone either way between Burnie and Ulverston. I think it wasn't a firm favourite. So great effort by Burnie and commiserations to Ulverston. They obviously to get to 2 grand finals is a great effort, but they just fell short with the bat. Ulverston in their innings, and it obviously the start of day 3 was always going to be the key. They started started three down, still needing about another 190 runs, but, you know, they had Jacob Snare and Josh Wormsley at the crease there too. The captain, their coach, and the first hour was always going to be the going to answer probably how the game was going to go. And within two overs, both of them were out, as well as the third Olverson guy, and Bernie had their tails up from there.
Yeah, indeed. Congratulations to both Bernie teams, first and second grade. Brad, thank you very much for your contribution throughout the season. It's been much appreciated.
Yep, thanks, Martin.